Some of the biggest names in Britain, and around the world for that matter, gathered in London on Friday to witness the big wedding. Football, or soccer, as you say in America, star David Beckham and his wife Victoria, British Prime Minister David Cameron, the King of Norway and singer Elton John were among the nearly 2,000 guests inside Westminster Abbey for the ceremony. Other invitees included Australian Olympic swimmer Ian Thorpe, British filmmaker Guy Ritchie, and actor Rowan Atkinson, known for his Mr. Bean and Blackadder characters. The bride's sister, Philippa, was her maid of honour, and Prince William's brother Harry was his best man. Prince Harry's on-again, off-again girlfriend, Chelsea Davy, also attended the ceremony, feeding the ever-present speculation, according to VOA News, in the media about the status of the relationship. Members of the military were also invited to the service, as well as the heads of several charities. So, who was left out? Bahrain's Crown Prince declined his invitation to the wedding because of unrest in his Gulf nation, and Britain withdrew the Syrian ambassador's invite ahead of the ceremony, saying Syrian security forces' crackdown on protesters made it unacceptable for him to attend. There's a press release on this issue on the Foreign and Commonwealth Office website. Other prominent world leaders who were left off the guest list include US President Barack Obama. Well, maybe reasons for that. And although it's worth pointing out that Clarence House has denied any kind of political motivation for this. This is purely to do with constitutional matters. You have to be members of certain things, to the Royal Garter or something, in order to be invited. That's all, nothing else. Who else? The French President, Nicolas Sarkozy. The Associated Press quoted palace officials as saying only crowned heads of state are traditionally invited to royal weddings, and that political leaders not from the 54-member Commonwealth of Nations, such as Obama and Sarkozy, did not receive invites. So you have to be part of the Commonwealth of Nations if you want to be invited. If you decide to go all republic, become a republic, that's your business, isn't it? But you can't be expected to be invited to what is a celebration of monarchy. Come on, for goodness sake. Okay, right, this is the English program. We are pro-monarchy, anti-republicanisms, republican, whatever, I don't know. It's very late here. This is the English program. Your thoughts on that, please. And what are you? Are you a republican? Are you a monarchist? A royalist? Are you a republican, but you quite enjoyed the wedding? That would be quite interesting, wouldn't it? I want to hear from you on the old Twitter, if you please. Our Twitter name is quite simply English Radio.